quote from Peter Coyote. It's really good. Thank you so much for that. We're just out of time. And I want to thank you, Clara Bingham, for being here this hour and talking about your book. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Good luck with your drive.
Thank you very much. And again, that was Witness to the Revolution, the book by Clara Bingham, here on Political Perspectives on KBOO Portland. Please call in to support us, and please stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
Mixing up the medicine, I'm on the pavement looking about the government, a man in a trench coat badge out laid off.
Okay, you are tuned to KBOO Portland, and coming up next it's Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia, and then stay tuned at 10:15 on Flashpoints, Native activist Tom Goldtooth on the Dakota access struggle. And also we air excerpts of the documentary film by Greg Palast, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And at 11 o'clock, stay tuned for The Dirt Bag, where host Glenn Andreessen will talk about storing apples and pears and planting cover crops. All that coming up on KBOO this morning. And we go now to Air Cascadia with Chris Andre.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, September 14th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. For the next 2 days, the weather probably holding steady, clear days, temperatures in the high 70s to low 80s, nights chilly, getting down to the 40s, not much in the way of wind, and a possibility of a few showers this weekend. We are expecting, we are hoping that we will have yet another word from Steve Horn with the Smart Blog, because he has the most extraordinary story out about the security company that is breaking heads at the camps and the Dakota Access Pipeline Protection Action. This is really extraordinary, but it should come as no surprise to anyone. We're going to wait and let Steve himself tell you what's going on here. We also have some breaking news. Senate Democrats have slapped President Obama down yesterday. They blocked consideration of legislation granting their own president fast-track power to complete the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Wow, yes, they did that. The Senate vote on a procedural motion to begin debating the bill to give the president trade promotion authority, that's fast track, fell short of the 60 votes needed for passage. Republicans and pro-trade Democrats said that they will try again to negotiate. Well, good luck, because time's running out. The vote yesterday presented Obama what might be considered a no-win situation. He may have to accept trade enforcement provisions. He does not want to get the trade legislation through the Senate. This is the worst. As he desperately fumbles negotiations with Pacific Asian countries, right in the face of China, This trade deal, of course, and it's certainly, I use that term loosely, it's not a trade deal at all. But nonetheless, what the document, which is essentially grants the major world's major global corporations free reign to do whatever they will. In other words, the privatization of virtually the last grain of sand, the last grain of rice on the whole planet. That's what it is, and that's what Obama wants. That's what his legacy would be. The very fact that he's pushing for this thing already is all we need to know about the Obama presidential legacy. We got some more information too coming in, washing over the transom. Jacob Bornstein, MD, Harold and Bornstein, MD, PC. He's in New York. Who is this guy? Have a look at him. He looks, he would remind, I don't know, he's a caricature of a quack doctor. I've never seen anyone who looked so. Credibility is definitely not an issue. I'll say that. If you've seen him, not to disparage the guy. On the other hand, women get disparaged constantly by left, right, center, and especially older women. This is an older guy, so I feel it's okay for me to have a crack at him. And the letter, I'm going to ask Steve Horn, which has got an incredible story for us. Hang on just a minute. Here's the doctor. To whom my concern, that's what it says, sick. I have been the personal physician of Mr. Donald J. Trump since 1980, previous physician, blah, blah, blah. Pleased to report Trump has no significant medical problems. Trump's, say blah, 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 over the past 12 months, Trump has suffered no form. He continues by saying that he is unequivocally the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. There's more, and the Atlantic magazine has got it all. Some of the doctor's comments have obviously been written by Trump himself. It's pretty clear that the inarticulate fumbling could only possibly be that of Donald J. Trump. And on that note, Steve, thanks so much for being back with us today. I'm so glad you could do this, because the Smog Blog has got a cracking good story on the security company. Could you just tell listeners what you found?
Yes. Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Chris. The story centered around one of the few private security firms that are on the ground right now in North Dakota at the Standing Rock Sioux encampment, which is serving as a means of resistance to building the Dakota Access Pipeline. And one of those firms, the name is G4S. It had been reported already. I'm not the one who broke the story about G4S, and I credited Telesewer in that story. I linked to their article for breaking it. But what I did is looked a bit more into G4S, especially as it pertains to pipelines. They're in the news already in other places for being a private security firm that did work at Guantanamo Bay, for example, for doing work at the Diego Garcia U.S. military base, which is a very controversial base that was launched after the war on terror began in after 9/11. And it was known for that. It's known for some of the work it did in Israel-Palestine, very controversial work there too. But no one had really done a deep probe on G4S as it pertains to pipelines, which is the relevant topic here, given that it's the Dakota Access Pipeline. So what I did is looked into their history, looked into what they've been up to in recent years, and really their history is rooted in doing pipeline work dating back to the 1980s. They had a different name, but the bottom line is that this is how they kind of got into business. Several other businesses merged, and now G4S is part of a massive global empire for private security. And one of the biggest firms, one of the biggest private companies in the world in general, the third biggest, the biggest being Walmart, I believe, you know, has almost as many employees as Walmart worldwide. So it's huge. And well, my article really tackled its work that it did in Colombia about 20 years ago, in which for a hotly contested pipeline there, they utilized, you know, basically counterinsurgency tactics to try to fend off the resistance to that pipeline using psychological warfare, for example, using various techniques to what they call marginalizing the quote-unquote subversives. So in a lot of ways, you can see kind of parallels to what's going on today. You see a very militarized presence right now in North Dakota, increasingly militarized. If you look at the pictures that came out yesterday, you see the actual military there, the United States National Guard. North Dakota is on the scenes now because of the emergency order issued by Governor Dari Emple in North Dakota. So private security or actually United States military presence, regardless, is a very militarized presence.
And very much the Palestinian. The tactics were used in by the Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza. Some of these extremely brutal tactics as controlling a civilian population.
It's an important parallel to draw there, because that was not spoke about really in our articles. Others had already done it, but obviously this is an indigenous population just as the Palestinians, so G4S has experience in this sphere already. The important thing is that G4S did tell me that they are, his claim that they are not doing anything on the scenes. They're helping, they're giving support at like nearby facilities remotely.
Right, training the people in the
right.
techniques of they used against the Palestinians.
They said that they were not, exactly, they said they were not involved in the dog biting incident, for example. That was another company. But the point is they're there. I got, you know, documents showing that they're hiring, looking for people with military backgrounds. So I got the actual, you know, job announcement. So they're hiring
mercenaries, in other words, right? This would be a job opportunities for mercenaries, ex-military people that didn't like the pay scale and thought they wanted to move up, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about these jobs, they don't pay that well, at least the people on the scene, the ones doing the dirty work, on the ground. You hear that these jobs pay so much better than the military. I was actually, if you look at the job announcements, the pay is actually not very high at all.
On that, on know. That, that's the perfect moment to go to our membership driver, Steve Horn. We are so fortunate. This is a voice. This is the virtually the voice of the Smog Blog. Steve Horn has been an amazingly generous researcher with his time. It comes up almost on a daily basis for some new investigation. His journalism report and shares it with you right here on KBOO, your community radio station. Talk about a low-paying job to do dirty work. Some ways this is the dirty work. We do the heavy lifting here. We look at stories that are glossed over and in some ways reimagined by mainstream media. That's not what we do. We do the hard, dirty work. Steve Horn has been on the show again and again, bringing us stories that you really do not. I hate that cliched phrase. You won't hear this anywhere else, but it's true. You won't. This is KBOO. Community radio. You're going to now hear voices of great friends, fellow volunteers, other people who care enough about the station to come down here and give their time.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be on the air with Chris Andre doing her fabulous show Air Cascadia. My name is Will. I'm working here with Liz.
Good morning.
We are asking you to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABU. And you can pledge your support for that phenomenal show, Air Cascadia. I'm always amazed at how much stuff Chris can get into such a short amount of time. She is absolutely dedicated. She works incredibly hard and she receives no financial remuneration. She's just doing it because she cares and because she's bloody good at it. So, yeah, grab the phone, dial 877-500-KABU. That's 877-500-5266. And you can, of course, go online to our website at kboo.fm. And it's very easy to donate that way. Although this way, if you call us, you get to talk to one of our lovely, lovely volunteers who's eagerly sitting by a phone waiting for your call. And when you pledge your support, you're pledging your support to community radio and all the unique shows you get. And it may be a cliche that Chris Andre hates, but you can't hear this stuff anywhere else. Isn't that right, Liz?
That's right. You know, cliches become cliches because they have a grain of truth in them. And here's your grain of truth. You are the community in community-supported radio, and we need to hear from you right now, just like we heard from Karen in Forest Grove, who's renewing her membership.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you to all of you who've already renewed, and thank you to all of you who have become new members. And thank you to everybody who's about to pick up that phone right now and call 877-500-5266. Volunteers are waiting to take your call, or you can go online. It's a safe, secure way to become a member anywhere on planet Earth at kboo.fm.
That's right, and that saucy little minx, Paul Rowland, is working the front desk, so if you want to come in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and donate that way, you can meet Paul Rowland.
On Flashpoints, more arrests in North Dakota in defense of Mother Earth. We'll speak to Tom Goldtooth, a Native American environmental, climate, and economic justice activist on the scene who will be reporting for us. And excerpts will be aired for the first time anywhere from the new film by Greg Palast, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. He's got a new book out. We're going to talk about that as well. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Well, the company tried to continue its work, not at the confrontation point you heard about last week, but in a different location, just off-site of the reservation and